Give a big welcome to this wonderful woman who's sitting here, who's a great songwriter and performer, and has featured here. And we always, yes, she's going high tech. Okay, all right. Please, a big welcome for Peg Espinola.
Well, this is two experiments tonight. Right, that's what you did last time. Two experiments tonight. One, this is a new song that's never been played out, although I played it for my songwriting circle. But the only person from the circle here tonight wasn't there, so it's new to her too. The other experiment is, what is it like to have your dinner? Because I couldn't wait, and then sing. So that's another experiment. Hopefully that will go okay too. This is the song that I've been wanting to write ever since I started writing songs, and I just couldn't write it, which you will probably understand when you hear it. But I dreamed that my songwriting guru, Bob Franke, wrote it, and he got it all wrong. So I got up that morning and I said, okay, it's up to me. He can't do it, I have to. And I'm really glad to go after such an upbeat feature as Gail, because this is a bit of a downer, but if you hang in there, it gets better. And I also enjoyed Chip's set a great deal. I can only get here for the features because I work on Tuesday night. It's called Song for Jay. Of course I loved you. You were bigger than me. Just a little bit higher on the family tree. You were tall and skinny with Dumbo ears. When children teased you, I could hear their jeers. Wasn't just your ears, but your oddball smile and the way you talked in that sing-song style. Mom tried to help you, didn't have a clue. Every doc who saw you told her something new. You learned your letters, but the number stuff was all a jumble, and our dad was rough. He couldn't understand you, wouldn't cut you slack. Thought his son belonged on a faster track. They sent you off to a special school where the other children were just as cruel. You came home changed, some sweetness gone. Still there were times I could hear your song. Then the big break came around 19. That's when we lost you to the demon dream, to the voices wild, to the crazy fears, to the unchained rage, to the unshed tears. You were locked away for 8 years long. They gave you shock. It was much too strong. Then they tried a drug called Thorazine, and you returned still being Pauline. You moved to a house with folks like you. You'd found a home and a workshop too. Then you revealed your funny streak. My kids and I like to hear you speak. When you finally died, there were many tears for the boy you'd been, for the troubled years, for the soul so sweet underneath it all, for the flash of wit from the man so tall. You shed your mind and your body too. Then your soul got free and off it flew to a better place where there's naught but love, or so I wish, on the stars above. There's one more thing that I'd like to say, one thing I ask for when I try to pray, that as I let go of your tortured past, I too shall find some peace at last. Then I shall find some peace at last. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. Peg Espinola.